Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Full time! There's another trophy for the case! Atlanta United wins the 2019 Campeones Cup!
Yeah, it was exciting. We get another trophy. You just heard the call there from Mike Conte, the voice of Atlanta United, along with Jason Longshore. This is Dukes and Bell. We're glad to have you listening, guys, on a Thursday, getting ready for Falcons preseason football against the Jets. But before we get to all of that, Mike, it is time for our Hot Off the Presses Atlanta Soccer Report, presented by Georgia Natural Gas. And we're joined by a guy that was in goal last night. And, of course, Alec Cann, a part of that terrific win for Campeones Cup. Congratulations, first and foremost, Alec. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we didn't know what to expect, big guy. You know, the first time we've been in this thing, and it was an electric atmosphere. How did it feel on the field?
It was a unique atmosphere. We're used to playing in front of pretty much a 99% Atlanta United crowd, but last night was more like 50-50 or 60-40 because these Mexican teams are so well supported around the world. So it made for a unique atmosphere, and I mean, you could see the way the game was played on the field. It was end to end, and it was exciting from a neutral perspective.
It was, and I think, as Mike mentioned, you know, the both fan bases thoroughly involved in the match. I think a lot of people were saying, okay, how seriously are we going to take this? I think we took it pretty seriously.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, obviously the coach rotated a couple players in, myself included, so it was a good opportunity for us to show what we can do. But at the same time, I mean, anytime you have a chance to play against a team like Club America's, one of the best teams in North America, it's a huge opportunity for everyone on the field to show that we belong at that stage and that MLS can compete with Liga MX at that level.
It is Alec Cann with us, guys. Local kid, by the way, went to Lakeside, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He was the man in goal for the first franchise win. Remember that one, St. Patrick's Day weekend over at Bobby Dodd. I mean, how great is this? I mean, everyone's talking about it. It's so documented, Alec, the success between, you know, what Darren put together with Tata and now with Frank. How great is it to be along for the ride with this, with the way this thing is rolling?
It's been one heck of a ride. I mean, the last 2 years, I haven't gotten a ton of opportunities to play, but obviously last year winning MLS Cup was special. I've learned a lot from playing behind Brad. Obviously, Darren and Carlos have done a great job of bringing in international talent and domestic guys, made some shrewd loan deals this year, and we put together a team that should be able to compete for another MLS Cup.
Alec, how difficult or, I guess, you know, fun is it? Because I guess it could be both things. Playing against guys, you know, as you guys train on an everyday basis, against some of the best scorers in the world. I mean, Joseph Martinez is doing something and special things that no one in MLS has done. You get a chance to face that kind of competition. What's it like?
It's really special. I mean, I don't ever know when my next opportunity will be. So I went into the game last night with the mindset of just enjoy every second of it. And, yeah, that's the most fun I've had playing in a really long time.
You know, the thing is, it's, the backup goalkeeper, it's like the backup quarterback. You know, you don't think about him until you need him. You got to be on your toes, and you got to have a good one. And, again, you were, as I said to start the segment, you know, you were part of the success in 17 when it's a team that went on to make the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, 2017 was obviously a crazy ride, but the last couple years have been humbling, and I've been able to put things in perspective. But when your name is called, you have to perform and prove your worth to your teammates and the club and the city. So I think I was able to do that last night.
Alec Cann joining us, guys. Hot off the presses, Atlanta Soccer Report presented by Georgia Natural Gas here on Dukes and Bell. We are celebrating the Campeones Cup. By the way, you got a chance to hold the trophy. Where'd that thing end up last night?
I think it's in the locker room still. At least I hope so.
There was a photo with our boy Darren Eales sleeping with it, Carl, just like we saw with the MLS Cup. So Darren had that sucker all like on the death grip, I presume at the Omni or somewhere downtown. Alec Cann's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The defense, I mean, it was Escobar yelling, look out! I mean, there were some times here where you were almost on an island against that attack.
Yeah, the game got really opened up. They kept their front four really high. They were cheating up there, and those guys weren't going back to defend. So it ended up getting – the game got pretty disjointed, and that makes for an exciting game from the spectator's perspective. Wide open, lots of chances. For me, it's a game you want to play, and you want to be busy, and you want to make saves. So I was thankful that the game turned out the way it did.
Alec, what's Frank DeBoer been like for you, and how much of a change has it been from obviously your first two seasons with Tata? Everybody has their own style. How would you describe his with you?
For me personally, I mean, it showed that he trusted me to put me in that game last night. Had a good conversation with him before and after the game, and I felt like I had the team support and all the players' support, and he's done a great job. It's a tough situation to come into having won the championship the year before. And there were some speed bumps along the way at the beginning, but I feel like we're rounding into form at the right point here. And in MLS, it's not really how you start the season; it's all about how you're playing going into the playoffs. So we're hitting that home stretch here. Hopefully, we can keep it going into the playoffs.
It's the winning goalkeeper from last night. It's Alacant. He is a Campeones champion.
Champion of the world!
Presented by Georgia Natural Gas, talking about United. And to your point about the speed bumps, Alec, it just seems like everything, the journey, the compressed schedule, you know, the CONCACAF competition, it just seems like now the team is hitting its stride, getting George Bello back. I mean, it seems like there's so many good things happening for a really tough run against some really good teams the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we added some new pieces in the off season, and the guys were coming off of a really short break. We only really had a 4.5 week off season, so I mean, in retrospect, it kind of makes sense why we struggled a little bit at the beginning. But now everyone's getting fit at the right time, and we've got a deep roster going into the home stretch here.
Well, I tell you, you know, everybody's talking about what we've not been able to do on the road specifically. What do we need to change? Why is it that we can't seem to finish on the road? Because that's kind of been our Achilles heel this year.
Yeah, last year, it's tough to compare season to season, but we won a ton of games on the road, and that's what helped us be in the mix for the Supporters' Shield at the end of the season. We need to get back to that same mentality of not giving up early goals, especially on the road, and putting ourselves in a hole in some of these tough environments. The game, it's not going to be as attacking as it sometimes is at home. So we need to bunker in a little bit more and make sure that we keep a zero on the score sheet and we give ourselves a chance to at least get a point on the road.
And it does seem like with Portland, they're going to be motivated after we whooped them in the championship game. And that's a tough environment to play out there.
For sure. That's a great stadium, good atmosphere. All the guys are really looking forward to that game.
Alec Cann, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man, and being a part of our Hot Off the Presses, Atlanta Soccer Report. Congratulations on Campeones Cup and continued success, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.